Hi, Enrique.
Yes.
Hi, Enrique. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. I understand you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google, aside from just the pricing?
Well, like I was telling her, I just don't have a website because I'm a small business. And I don't know. I'm trying to grow, but like I just don't have a website.
Yeah.
Does that matter?
No, I mean, you don't actually have to have it, but we always include it for our clients.
Okay.
Yeah, so we build a site for you. That's an easy fix, you know? No, none of these business owners are doing this on their own. They have help.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Trying to do all that on your own and then still running the business is just, it's a juggling act, you know? It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
But yeah, we could definitely get the website built for you. The major benefit to you in this conversation though is that we have availability for first page placement in Austin at peak season. Like it's the peak time of the year. So the guys that are up there right now are like ATX Prestige Landscaping and Cutters Landscaping. I don't know if you heard of those guys, but they're pretty big companies.
Yeah.
They do really well.
They're
yeah, they're huge. But, you know, everybody starts somewhere, right? And everybody has a little help.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm getting at. It's like, you know, obviously we'll build you up over time with the clients that it's bringing in, and we'll request reviews through the tracking system so that way we can build you up to that point in the future, right? Obviously not overnight.
Yeah.
But I sent you a link to the pricing page. I know you're kind of driving right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also sent like a website example so you can get an idea of it. But the last time we had a spot available in Austin for a lawn care landscaping company was about 11 months ago. So it's not like an everyday thing where we could just put you up there. But the reason you want to be there is because 90% of searches do start and stop in this section. So we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they start calling people for help. I'm sure you can see a value in that.
Yeah.
Okay. But as far as the cost, we do everything month to month. So we won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. If you were to come on board with us today, I could put you on the platinum package that includes a website. It's normally $4.99 because the website's included, and they usually have a one-time setup fee of $99. So the initial investment's usually $5.98, and then it goes down to $4.99 each month after that. What I was thinking I could do is I could waive the setup fee for you, and then I can get the monthly cost reduced down to just $2.99. So instead of you paying $5.98 the first month and $4.99 each month after, it'll just be $2.99 out the door, and then $2.99 month to month as long as you want to stay with us on that first page.
Okay. That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. It's about $10 a day with everything included. I mean, if you were to hire somebody to market for you in-house or to try to go out and get jobs for you on a daily basis, you're going to be spending a lot more than that. You know, that'll probably be a day's wages for what it would cost them. But
like I was telling the other lady that, I just got on Angie Leads barely this past week.
Okay.
Trying to get more work coming in.
Yeah. So you're currently looking for work.
Yeah, I'm just trying to kind of build, like, up.
Yeah. Well, there's a big difference between this, though, Enrique, and Home Advisor by Angie. What they do is they put you on their company website, and then they put themselves on Google to get leads. So then if somebody clicks on Home Advisor on the first page of Google, they'll take their information and they'll sell it to you for a fee, but it goes to like two or three other guys. And then they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get the job. We don't do that. We just list you independently up there. We let the customers call you live right off the first page. So you actually get calls from like real people. It's not like a number you get texted.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me that I do. Per lead depending on the size of the job.
Yeah, but it's weird because they say like, hey, this is a big job, so we want you to pay $60 for the lead, right? And then you pay the money, you get the number, you call them, and then you don't get the job because they sell the lead to like three or four other guys.
Pay the,
Yeah, you still got to pay the 60 bucks or whatever. So, you know, with this, the $299 is all you pay for the whole month, and you're up there. So it's like people can call you live right off the first page when they're looking up your services. If they call you 100 times, your bill's the same. It's not going to go up or change on you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then even if you were to leave us in the future, not saying that you will, I'm sure you'll love it, but even if you were to leave us in the future, we're not like them where we would like delete your reviews and your whole profile and everything. Like, you'll still exist on Google. You'll still be Google verified. You'll still have your reviews there. So, you know, there's long-term benefits there from a credibility standpoint. People will be able to look you up and see that you're a legitimate verified business.
Okay.
I mean, I could approve that pricing structure at $299 month to month. Is this something you could see a value in doing for Enrique Flores Landscape?
Yeah.
All right. All right. So I got to create your Google business profile and submit it to Google so that way they know you're going to take this spot. When they receive that notification, they're going to send you a letter. It's called a Google verification letter. And then they're also going to send you a pin in the mail called a pin verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where the business is.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you want me to hide your address, I can hide it, no problem. But I do have to send that pin. So what's the street address that I could send that pin verification letter to?
We can do, well, it's because we do everything out of our, like, home right now.
Okay, so you want me to hide it?
Mall. I'd rather not everybody know the address, but I would rather hide it.
No, I got you. I'll hide it for you, and then so it'll still say Austin, Texas 78734 because we already have that down for you, but we don't have the actual like street address, and so I'll let them know to keep the street address hidden. Like, the reason Google doesn't have it is obviously because you're doing business from home. They probably already know.
Yeah.
Usually if you're doing business from home or it looks like a residence through Google Satellite, then they recommend that we don't display it anyway. We don't want people showing up at your doorstep when, you know, you're going to them. There's no reason for them to come to you.
Yeah.
But can you confirm the street address that we could send the PIN verification letter to?
It is, we'll do 15103 Holly.
15103.
H-O-L-L-Y.
Okay. Holly. I got it. Austin, Texas, 78734. Can you receive mail there? Because they're going to send a little postcard to you, and there's a 5-digit number on the back that we need.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's like it looks like a little postcard-sized envelope. It'll say Google, and it'll say Enrique Flores Landscape, and on the back there's a little 5-digit number. It's called your PIN verification number. So we'll need that.
Okay.
All right, and then is this phone number the best phone number for us and your customers to contact you?
Yes.
So 512-585-7938?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and then what's your business email address? I have to send everything in writing because of the discounted pricing structure that I put you on. So I'll send a full outline of the agreement and also send an invoice receipt so you can write it off.
Yes, it is eflorislandscape@gmail.com.
And are you just doing lawn care and landscaping, or do you guys do any kind of like landscape design, hardscaping, anything like that?
We don't do design.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we do fences, we do landscape, we do a little bit of everything.
Okay. So is it like hardscaping? Like, you could do like almost the whole backyard remodel for the most part?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you do anything with trees?
Here and there, but not really.
It's mostly just like trimming, maybe? No, like stump removal or?
No, it's just mostly like if it's a limb here and there, we'll trim it, but usually not.
Okay.
Just
more to just keep the customer happy if they need it, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So fences, landscaping, lawn care, hardscaping, tree trimming. That'll give us a head start. There's going to be a client interview. You get 15 different keyword terms or phrases that we could list you for at a time. during the client interview, they'll have some recommendations ready for you because we have a system called Google Analytics. It actually lets us see what people are using the most in your area or typing in the most. But you'll have final say on everything. We want to make sure that the calls that are coming through to you are qualified opportunities and not somebody wasting your time.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Oh, just a regular, like 8 to 6 or something, 8 to 5.
Okay, I'll go 8 to 6. More hours is better. And then you want to go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Well, we Saturday, or pretty much they can call in. So Monday to Sunday they can call.
Okay, so open availability for calls, and then you can kind of, hash it out with them as you go. Okay.
Yeah.
And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay, cash, check, and card accepted. All right, so I have the business profile created. We're going to have to buy a domain name for you for your website. Do you have a company logo or, like, pictures of work that you guys have completed in the past where we could, like, build a portfolio on your site?
Pictures on my phone.
Hello?
Yes, I have a few pictures.
Okay. Send photos to... I'm going to send you a text message here with a link with my direct number and extension, and then there's an email address in there as well for you to send in your photos. And then you said you don't have a logo, though, yet, right?
Well, I have one. I have one.
But are you comfortable with it? Like, because once we do this, it's going to be everywhere. Like, it's going to be on Google. It'll be on your website. It'll be on Facebook. It's going to be on Yelp. You know, it's like a branding thing. So it's pretty much everywhere they see your name, they're going to see that logo. So it didn't sound like you were too thrilled about it.
Well, it's the first one I've done, so.
Okay. Well, send it in. I mean, we have a graphic design team here, too. I mean, we can help you further develop the logo. Like, we've helped guys build their logo completely from scratch. And it's kind of better that way, too, because we can make sure that it's not breaking any copyright laws or if somebody already has something trademarked in your logo. Like, the hard ones are the HVAC guys. I always have to go in and, like, make sure. They always want to put something with water and fire, and then somebody else has it, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So send that in, though, and then I'll let them know to help you with the logo. And then you said you had one other guy there?
Oh, it's just because it's me and my dad.
Okay. But can you guys get, like, extra help if you need it? Like, do you...
Oh, yeah. No, okay. We always get extra people for, like, bigger jobs.
Okay, yeah.
No, we have, like, there's, like, 6 of us.
Okay.
But that run the business is me and my dad.
Okay, that makes me feel so much better because I'm like, yeah, 2 guys is not going to be able to really
do all of it.
Okay. All right, so...
definitely not.
Okay. Cool, please. Good. That makes
sense. Like I said, I'm just trying to get more work, get bigger, and...
Yeah, there's no better way to do it than this. I mean, if you do your research, Google advertising has been the most profitable way for business owners to market for the last 17 years across all platforms.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more beneficial than even, like, the TV. Nowadays, people aren't even using TV that often. They have, like, streaming services. So when they actually want something done, they go on Google and then they go from there. All right. So I have your business profile set up. I want to schedule this client interview with you. The client interview, it usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes to complete, but we do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. What would be the best time for us to do the client interview with you?
Maybe. Does that have to be today or?
I mean, preferably because you pay for it today to start it up. So we like to get everything up and running as soon as possible. It's a month-to-month service. So it's like we usually got to get in there, get you guys up and running, and start showing you some results pretty quickly in order to retain you. So you want to keep coming back each month.
Yeah.
So yeah, we start working like right away. Yeah. We go buy the domain for your site, you know, and then at the end of the client interview, you know, they're going to submit that profile and we'll start doing all the directory submissions, creating all the listings for you.
Okay.
So preferably today, but I have slots available like 12 to 1. I have a 1 to 2. I have a 3 to 4, 4 to 5.
I'm supposed to meet with a client right, like right now.
Oh, that's fine. Like, yeah, we're basically done. Yeah, I already created your account. I just got to secure the listing and schedule this client interview, and then we'll circle back with you during the client interview time.
Yeah, I think hopefully by 1. Yeah, 1 or 2 should be fine.
Okay. What I'm going to do, because you're telling me you're with a client right now, I know clients come first. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then we'll shoot you a text at 12 o'clock just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. And then if anything pops up or changes, you have my direct number and extension right there, you know. Just, you know, let me know, or you could respond to that message. If you can't make it, I'll call you back and we could just reschedule it for a better time. But let's try to get it done here between 1 and 2. It's pretty easy, Enrique. It's mostly like general knowledge stuff. I mean, if you're the business owner, they're not going to ask you anything that you don't already know off the top of your head. It's more like, what can you do? What can't you do? Where do you guys go? You know, okay, you need help with your logo. Send us your logo. Easy stuff.
Okay.
All right. Let me go ahead and update. All right. I got it scheduled between 1 and 2 CT. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
American Express.
All right. I have Amex too. I love that thing. All right. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN? That 15103 Holly Lane?
Well, it's 15101. It's like right next door.
Oh, okay.
But I'm about to move. That's why I put it on the other address.
Gotcha.
That's my parents. That's where everything gets sent. So.
I hear you. We're not going to display this anywhere. This is just for your billing information. And then on the card, does it say your name and the business name, or does it just say Enrique Flores?
It's just as Enrique Flores.
Okay. All right, so on the front of the American Express, it's a little different than other cards. There's about 15 digits, and they're kind of scattered differently.
Yeah.
If you could read it like 3 to 4 digits at a time, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All righty, it is 3793.
3793.
1176.
1176.
94. 94.
94.
And then... 31010.
31010. Okay. And then the expiration date, month and year?
0228.
0228. And then there should be a 4-digit code on the front.
Yeah, it's 9998.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is just an added form of protection for you. We're going to send this to you in writing, so it's going to have everything outlined in black and white that you're getting for the price, and then it'll also have, like, the discounted pricing structure, the cancellation policy, et cetera, et cetera. It does ask you to sign off on the bottom of it. So as I'm walking you through this, Enrique, if I say anything that, like, you don't understand or if you don't agree with it, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I do want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Enrique Flores Landscape.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Enrique Flores, and then owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this American Express account that you've provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Enrique, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. We're not going to ride you too hard if you start missing guys. I mean, after a while, it'll probably get a little overwhelming. That's totally fine. But if you do see calls coming from our company, try to be mindful of that. It's probably important regarding your listing. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then it says, you will be assigned a tracking system as well. I don't know if I mentioned the tracking system. We have an app that you'll be able to download. And if you are missing calls, it'll save all their information. So you can always go back into that at the end of the day or the following day and then gather the numbers and call those leads back. That way you're not missing out on anything.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months since we're building everything from scratch for you like this, but it is month to month, Enrique. So you're not like buying it anything long term. We just definitely recommend that you give it like full 2 months because we got to build site, do all this stuff for you. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 30th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, I've upgraded you to what's called a Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the custom website design at no additional cost, and I waived the setup fee that's affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew on the 30th day of each month, but it's going to stay at that discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. Okay, so it's an indefinite discount.
Okay.
It says in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. If you do decide to discontinue, just let us know before the 30th day of the month so that way we can stop that billing cycle from auto-charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So you should be receiving some welcome text messages from our company.
Yeah.
Okay, there's the outline of the agreement there, the one that says localsplash.com/terms with your phone number. If you click on that link, that's everything outlined in black and white. So you'll have to sign off on that. Try to get that done before the client interview.
Okay.
And then there's going to be another form. It's really important. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own your business. It'll say pictures needed for Google verification. And it'll say like url.localsplash.com/Google on it. And it's a form, so it'll ask you to send in any paperwork you have, like license, insurance, business registration. If you're missing anything, don't panic, okay? Just fill it out as best you can. It tells you right at the bottom, if you're missing anything, we'll just three-way call and verify your listing over a video call with one of the reps at the Google headquarters across the street. So either way, we'll get you verified, but it's just easier if you can send it in and they actually have, like, tangible proof of any of those documents.
Okay.
All right, and that concludes the initial setup. So I want to thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns moving forward, you can always call me directly, and we have a 24/7 customer service department available to you. It's the same phone number. You just hit extension 1. I'll let you get back to work. I hear the car blinking and stuff. I know you say you got this client in front of you, but look out for our call between 1 and 2, and we'll walk you through that client interview at that time.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, make it kill, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye. All right, bye-bye.